final thing we're going to talk about is a couple of events, as we always like to round up on. This coming Sunday, there's a very important event on the Orwella Costa.
Yes, the Pink Ladies.
Indeed. So, update us on what's happening with the Pink Ladies, because I know the Town Hall is quite behind that event.
Yes, it is an event which throughout the years has been growing. I think that last year about 400 people participated in marching with the organization and in help, because we all know that what you have to pay to register yourself all goes to the fight against cancer.
Mm-hmm. And another thing which we talk about, which will be occurring at the same time, is the judo group. Because, again, this is quite important, because it's the young people, primarily young people. They're not all young. Some of them are of a mature age. But these young people who want to start a judo group on the Orwella Costa, they're going to be there doing a presentation as well.
Yes. And as we did say last week, that is something which I'm looking forward to. I think it's very good to have here some companies who are trying to offer some sports activities for youngsters, for children, etc. So they are going to present themselves there. I hope there will be a lot of people and parents with their children to look at it and to eventually being interested. And I do hope that they have enough interest so that they can create an Orwella group, an association, because the being then an official association is the first step to be able that we help them as well with premises, etc.
Okay, excellent. That's something certainly to give support to, as well as the Pink Ladies on Sunday, the judo group, and they'll be handing out information as well about the group and hopefully recruiting a lot of people. Now today there's a couple of things going on as well. The first thing which we'll talk about is very exciting, although it's not quite as exciting because it's already kind of happened.
Yes.
In the background, but it's the official opening of the remaining two bridges on the Orwella Costa.
Yes, mainly, well, the two bridges, the bigger one is the one in La Seña from the on the main road which goes towards Villa Martín. There, finally, now we have opened the footpath, the footbridge, well, foot and cyclist. And we did open it to public without saying anything already last week, because last week we received all the paperwork, so the building itself has been received by the town hall. And already then I did know that as the mayor was going to come, that would only happen this week, Thursday, yeah. Today. But due to the fact that so many people are walking over the ordinary bridge and the danger which we always have talked about, we have decided simply to not keep it closed until today, just only for the mere fact to have a picture made, because imagine something would have happened in that week and then it would have said it's our fault only because we want to appear in the press. So we did really just open it to public last week, and today the mayor comes along and we cut a little ribbon and, okay, and make a little act.
Good.
About it.
I mean, yeah, it does seem a little bit unfair to say, oh, you've, yes, got a new bridge, but you can't use it until the mayor's been.
I thought that was really not the case to do.
Okay, and that's at 12 o'clock, the,
yes,
official ceremony.
At 12 o'clock we are going to be there. And
before that, I gather, the mayor is also going to be going for a stroll in another part of an improved area, although not finished yet.
Yes, as he comes from Orihuela, we try to do two in one one go. We are going to visit the building work which is going on the Paseo Marítimo in Punta Prima, where new pavement is laid out. I think they have already done half of it. It looks very nice. At least I like it a lot. And so we are going to visit that as well to see how it is proceeding and how it is going on.
Okay. So that's before the bridges, around
before
11
the bridges,
o'clock.
Half past 11, yeah. Past 11,
and then 12 o'clock to the bridge, yes, by the Theni Boulevard, the one on the Via Martin Road. That's where the ribbon cutting ceremony will be. And the mayor will be there and you'll be there, and hopefully a lot of support as well.
Yes. The Paseo Marítimo in Punta Prima had a very bad pavement in very, very bad conditions. And unfortunately, also when it was laid out, it was not really a pavement for this kind of paseo, because it was breaking very quickly, etc. The pavement which is used now is resistant to the sun and, of course, anti-slippery, but also allows the cleaning machine to go on top of it without immediately breaking down. It has been required by the auditories that we get from the blue flags and the quality flags since several years because, right, of the bad condition. And so I'm very happy that this now has been done or is undergoing. It is financed by Marcos Ibañuls, the same as the bridge here. They had some additional offers in their initial project when they were doing all the surrounding of the Seña Boulevard work. And there was an amount of money left which could be used for something. And well, last year when I did meet up with them and I knew about it, I thought that it certainly had to be used on the coast and not somewhere else here in Orihuela Costa. And as this was one of these things, this pavement there, which we had no money to do to carry it out, and I thought that is a very good thing because plenty of people are using it in the summer. It is very good for the image of Orihuela, and so I'm very pleased that this now has taken place.
Okay, well, again, that's quite a significant message to get across, because this large company who's invested in their own building works in the area have basically come along and said, well, as well as this, we'll give you some more money to spruce up somewhere else if you want.
Yes.
But rather than that money, for example, going into Orihuela City or somewhere else, the Pedanillas, you've insisted that it stays on the coast and improve somewhere that's been long waiting improvements. And again, the bridges, as you say, were also funded by the same company.
Yes, that is correct. And I do hope that there will be enough to just also repair the Mirador, which is just on one side of this Paseo Marítimo, and maybe give it a little shade and try to integrate it in this paseo, because it's sitting there a bit alone and it looks a bit worn out as well.
Okay, but it's all positive, good stuff, and lots of investment, which is not public money, it's come from the private sector, so you're able to spend it on the coast, and that's a major development.
Yes, I think it was really my big aim to see that it stays here on the coast and to give it a good thought what is needed, and our group decision was to spend it for that.
Excellent. And with that, we shall go and see one of their final projects officially opened at 12 o'clock, the bridge, and before that, the Paseo, where the mayor will be there too. But for now, Martina Schurer, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here.
In touch. In tune.
They've got the best presenters on the Costa Blanca.
Plays the music I like to listen to.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.